Hey everybody, it's your girl Eremoix Rose, and we are back and active with the Goddess Lounge podcast. First and foremost, to all of my faithful followers, those of you who have been patient in waiting for the next episode, much gratitude your direction. We got a few announcements, and we're going to get straight into this episode. First announcement, my Instagram page is no longer active. I have shifted the Goddess Lounge podcast to Twitter just because I feel like the thread, you know, it can include more dialogue, more conversation, and just give you more of a space to actually engage with other listeners. So if you would like to engage, suggest topics, or, you know, just simply say hello, definitely follow me on Twitter at Eremoix Rose, AramoixRose. Once again, AramoixRose. Or in the search bar, you could type in the Goddess Lounge podcast and it will lead you straight to me. Outside of that, the other announcement I have is that please be prepared for the topics for the rest of this year to be more broad, to expand, to not be one way, meaning we're going to talk about a lot of things. And this is a place of no judgment. And more importantly, this is a place where it doesn't matter where you're from, what you do, what color you are, what religion you practice, what your beliefs are. This is a space that is welcoming and embracing. And that's what it's going to be. So with that being said, let's fall into our topic. All right. Today's topic is springing forward, falling backwards. Now, I know you guys are probably wondering, what in the world is, like, what does she mean by that? It simply means this, that sometimes in our journey to spring forward, we sometimes slip up and fall backwards. And just like the seasons change, so do we. We evolve and we change and we grow daily. Every day something changes about us, and every day there's something that we're battling within ourselves. You know, being a person who is often the call on person or the listening ear, you know, sometimes it takes a lot out of you, and you can feel drained, or you can feel like you're always the strong one, and when you need an ear, no one's there for you. But the truth is, it's all about setting healthy boundaries. I had my experience in springing forward and then falling backwards simply by giving too much to myself, giving too much of myself. And what I mean by that is that I was answering the phone for everybody, you know, listening to their issues. So I thought, but in reality, I was allowing other people's emotional baggage to be dumped on me because I felt bad for their circumstance. So in doing that, I triggered myself and put myself in a position to fall backwards and then again begin to battle with my depression. So I wanted to share this with you because there was a great lesson. Remember, you take no L's, but you gain wisdom at all times. You know, nothing's ever a loss. It's always wisdom to be gained in the situation, in the circumstance, or whatever word you would like to implement, you know, for your personal situation. I learned that it's okay for me to say no. I learned that it was okay for me to prioritize my mental health. I also learned that it's okay to turn even family at times away for the sake of being at peace mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in some cases physically. And the reason why we have to include the physical aspect of all of this is simply because sometimes when you are weighed down emotionally, or you are engaging in negative thought patterns, your body can manifest that very thought into, you know what I'm saying, in the form of sickness. And that's something we don't pay attention to. What are some of the symptoms of depression? Fatigue, loss of appetite or increased appetite. You know, night sweats, not engaging, you know, withdrawing from everything, everyone, even things they love to do. You know, these are things we have to look at. We all have a moment in our life where we fall backwards in the midst of trying to spring forward. But the thing about it is this, you cannot give up. We cannot give up. I know it seems discouraging with all of the, you know, foolishness going on in the world, but there is still hope. And the reason why there is still hope is because we know that love is real. we know that there's always somebody out there that cares. And more importantly, we know that there is a higher power with a bigger strategy and a bigger agenda. We have to look at the God within ourselves, but more importantly, we have to look within ourselves. We got to see it. We got to search for it. We got to desire it. You know, tomorrow is not promised, and we all have a time where we have to transition into the next life, some would say. Some say transition into ancestorhood. Some say go to heaven, go to hell. Some say, you know, just walk the earth or become a bird, you know, what do they call it? Transformation or reincarnation. That's the word I'm looking for. At the end of the day, whatever the other side may have or not have, your life still means something. Your presence still means something. The fact that you woke up, especially those of you listening right now, the fact that you are still here and the fact that you are hearing this, it just means you have a great purpose. I've learned recently that my purpose in this lifetime is about a self journey. It's about healing and it's about manifesting and engaging with others and teaching the things I've learned along my journey to those who desire to heal and, you know, teach others to heal as well. You know, we get so stuck on money and the material things, but at the end of the day, when all of those things fade away, what do we really have? When I take my last breath, when my time comes, I'm not going to think about how much money is left, my house, my belongings. I'm going to tell you, the first thing that's going to cross my mind is, did I do a good job as a mother? Was I a good wife? What are the valuable lessons and what are the mantras and affirmations? Did it resonate with my children? Can they carry that with them as an anchor of strength when they lose faith? Will they be decent human beings? Will they love selflessly and give selflessly? Will they understand the value in self-love and self-awareness? Will they be able to accept feedback and constructive criticism? Will they know the difference between giving criticism and being judgmental? And more importantly, are they fulfilled spiritually? Do they have a solid spiritual foundation? These are the things that are important. What we have now is temporary. There's such a bigger shift going on. So no, we can't afford to fall backwards, but guess what? It's going to happen. My only message in this podcast, guys, is that even when you fall backwards, you can always spring forwards. Period. You can always spring forward. Even when you fall, you still have the choice to get up. When people try to keep you down, you still have the ability to rise. You don't like the energy around you? Then change it. Whether it's speaking up, whether it's changing your patterns, changing how you move, whether it's dealing with yourself, whether it's saging your house, saging yourself before you walk out the door. But you got to be the change that you want to see. And if you fall backwards and you see someone in your inner circle struggling to spring forward, don't be afraid to hold their hand and get up together. Because there is so much power in unity. There is so much power in unity. It has always been America's biggest strategy to divide and conquer. Hell, the world's strategy. Divide and conquer. It's time we stand together and we encourage one another. You don't lose anything by supporting someone else. But learn to do it in a healthy way so that we are uplifting one another and not competing with one another. At the end of the day, guys, this is your life, your journey. I tell you guys this all the time. This is your life. This is your journey. This is your path. But when it's all said and done and your book finally closes, what do you want it to say about you, about your life? What was the point? What was it for? Was it worth it? And are you happy with it? You have the tools necessary to create the life you desire. We all have gifts and skill sets implemented in us that was given to us before birth. It's time to tap in. So although you may fall backwards, continue to spring forward. Continue to grow and evolve. Continue to go through the changes. Some days it may rain, some days it may be sunny. But the funny thing about both of those two things is that they both need each other to help a seed to grow. So even if it rains and it pours, as soon as that sun come out, whatever it is you planted will grow. And in doing that, it is moving forward. Love yourself. Take care of yourself. Prioritize yourself. And be the change that you want to see in the world. And once again, don't fall prey to other people's expectation, but pace yourself, and do you. Don't get caught up in what the world expects of you. Really take some time and figure out what you expect of you, because that's what matters most. At the end of the day, you guys, this is your life, and these are merely just suggestions and testimonies of the things I go through day to day. And I really hope it resonates with you. With that being said, you guys, I'm going to end this episode wishing you much love, much peace, much tranquility, an awesome weekend. And more importantly, more power, more love to you. Peace. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye.